Joe Arnold was named the Star Farmer. Joe, tell me about yourself and your background.
I'm from Holloway, Minnesota, and I grew up on a crop farm that grows corn, soybeans, navy beans, kidney beans, and sugar beets.
And tell me about your project.
My SAE was farming. I grew up on the farm, and that's what I always did, so the SAE just followed. I chose this SAE because I grew up doing this, and I just knew from a young age this is what I wanted to do.
And if you could go back in time and give yourself advice, what would you say?
You know, other than minor details, I don't really have any regrets with my SAE, and I'm happy with how everything's gone. And I guess it worked out, so.
And so how do you feel about being named the Star Farmer?
Well, I'm very honored, and it's very exciting. I guess I wasn't really expecting this, especially a few years ago, but I'm happy to be here.
How was that process? Were you expecting to win when you came to Indianapolis?
It was quite a process to get the applications filled out, and it took a lot of help from a lot of different people and practicing. But no, after my interview, I felt comfortable with how I did, and I was just going to see how it happened, how it went.
And so when you arrived in Indianapolis, did you have any idea that this was going to happen?
No, I didn't. I hadn't had any time to prepare. I'd been working long days, got right out of the tractor and went to the airport, so it was quite a transition.
When you're doing this SAE and these projects, what were your influences and who were your role models?
Well, throughout my project, I'd say my two biggest influences would be my FFA advisor, Wes Anderson. He's helped me out quite a bit throughout the years, whether it be through CDEs, the contests, and then these applications too for my state and American degree. And then my father, working on the farm every day, he teaches me a lot.
And when did you join FFA?
I joined my sophomore year in high school, so I didn't join my freshman year right away, but I got to be pretty active in it once I did join.
And when did you start helping out your father on the farm?
Ever since I can remember, I've been helping out on the farm.
Tell me about your passions. What are they in life?
Yeah, my main passion is farming. I have other hobbies that I like to do, snowmobiling and fishing and hunting and stuff. But farming is what takes up most of my time, and that's my real passion.
And then what is your goal from here on out?
My goal is to keep on farming and grow the business and do whatever I can to improve the business.
How has FFA helped you get here? I mean, at the end of the day, what lesson do you take home?
Well, FFA has helped a lot to get here, and the one lesson I'd take home is that hard work pays off.
And your biggest challenge throughout this entire project, starting from your sophomore year of high school, beginning to, you know, designing your SAE to now, what would that biggest challenge be?
I'd say my biggest challenge was starting to grow kidney beans. It's a different line of equipment and different production practices, so it takes a lot to learn. And this year was my first year of actually harvesting my own crop doing so, and I'm pretty proud that I've been able to do that.
All right, and any advice you have to aspiring star farmers that may receive this word in the future?
Yeah, I'd say that you must be passionate about it, that you need to have fun while you're doing it. And if you are passionate about it, it won't seem like it's as much work as it is that you put in it.
For FFA Today, I'm Corinne LaRue.